Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
And we start the Splash for September 20th. What a game in Glendale yesterday. Greg Joseph pushed a 37-yard field goal attempt wide right as time expired, and the Arizona Cardinals escaped State Farm Stadium with a 34-33 win over the Vikings. Cardinals trailed 20-7 in the second quarter. After Kirk Cousins' third touchdown pass of the game, this one a 14-yarder to Justin Jefferson, but a possible sign of things to come. Joseph missed the extra point. Cardinals then climbed back into the game, getting a touchdown run from Kyler Murray, a spectacular Murray to Rondale Moore, 77-yard touchdown pass, and a franchise-record 62-yard field goal from Matt Prater. All of that in the final 3:15 of the second quarter. They were up at halftime 24-23. Then a pick six. Cardinals defense improved over the final 30 minutes. Prater gives them the lead with 4:25 to go with a 27-yarder, and they hung on for dear life. Cardinals 2-0 for the second straight season. The Vikings fall to 0-2. And the next two on the road for Arizona starting next Sunday in Jacksonville, Florida, against the 0-2 Jaguars.
Yeah, great opportunity now. The way I look at yesterday's game, in sum, is this was quite a good break for the Cardinals and maybe a sign that things are going to go their way, at least early on. So that's a victory that could have easily gone the other way, but they are not the first team to be bleeding in the NFC West. That would be the Seahawks.
Yes, and I was getting there next.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Two of the Cardinals' division opponents joined them in first place with 2-0 records. San Francisco won a slugfest with Philly, 17-11. Everybody had that score prediction, right?
Yeah.
The Rams got a 38-yard field goal from Matt Gay with 2:25 left to give them a 27-24 road win over the Colts. Seattle could not join them. They fell to Tennessee at home 33-30 in overtime. So there's one blemish on the NFC West's resume, and it belongs to the Seattle Seahawks.
What's really, really cool about this is the way the schedule is aligned. If the Cardinals keep doing their stuff, they make things difficult on the Seahawks. They beat the Titans like a drum. Titans responded with a very, very sturdy comeback in Seattle. Now the Seahawks have to go to Minnesota next week.
Oh, that,
see?
Just
see,
following the Cardinals everywhere?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
I like that. Great game in Baltimore last night on the Sunday night game. The Ravens trailed Kansas City by 12 points entering the fourth quarter, but got two Lamar Jackson touchdown runs in the final frame. They win it 36-35. It included a very gutsy fourth down play call by John Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of opting to kick the ball back to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and it paid off. They convert. The Chiefs never get the ball back. First ever loss for Patrick Mahomes in the month of September as a starting quarterback.
I believe that's the first time that Lamar Jackson has beaten Patrick Mahomes.
He was 0-4 before that.
That's a big victory for him. You know what I was thinking about that game, Vinny? Is just how crazy we are with overreactions in the NFL. A month ago, headline, has the NFL figured out Lamar Jackson? What's everybody saying today? Lamar Jackson with the breakthrough.
You can't figure out Lamar Jackson.
Exactly.
He's unfigureoutable.
Yeah, that's right. That's what the NFL does to it. And I think they do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I think they figured out that controversy sells. I might be wrong about that.
You might be onto something. Week 2 wraps up tonight in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers hosting the Lions. And a lot of people wondering, how are the Lions on Monday Night Football in Week 2? Kickoff is at 5:20. ASU falls right out of the AP top 25 after an absolutely infuriating 27-17 loss on the road to BYU. 16 penalties for 121 yards. Sun Devils have corrected nothing that plagued them in their first two wins of the season against bad teams. They begin conference play next Saturday at home against Colorado, where they might commit a bunch of penalties and turnovers, but at least they'll be wearing cool gold jerseys. Alabama remained number one after surviving a scare at Florida. Georgia is 2, Oregon 3, Oklahoma 4, Iowa 5th. It was an absolutely nightmarish Saturday for the Pac-12 South. 5 of the 6 teams lost. The only win came from USC. They've already fired their coach. UCLA lost to Fresno State. Colorado embarrassed by Minnesota. Utah fell to San Diego State. And the Arizona Wildcats lost their 15th straight, falling by 2 points to NAU in Tucson.
And BYU has now beaten 60% of the Pac-12 South.
Yeah, right.
And they closed their season against USC, so they could be the unofficial Pac-12
champions.
Champions.
Yeah, right.
which if they do it, more power to them. D-backs led Houston 6-4 heading to the bottom of the eighth. And stop me if you've heard this one before. The bullpen blew the lead. Brandon Sittinger allowed a two-run homer to Jose Siri and a solo shot to Chaz McCormick, the next hitter. A 7-6 loss for the Astros, who are now 48-101. And they return home to face another tough team. This time it's the Braves. Four-game series starts tonight. Humberto Mejia against Waskar Inoa in a game that gets underway at 6:40. And the Mercury wrapped up their regular season with a one-point loss to Las Vegas. Brittany Griner did not play in the second half. They played without Diana Taurasi, who's still out with an ankle injury. Mercury fifth in the WNBA pecking order, and the playoffs begin Thursday against New York. Single elimination game that will be held at GCU Arena.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go. Consider yourself splashed.